down by the borderline. I was riding hard to meet her when a shot rang out behind. As I lay there in the darkness with a pistol by my side, Jeannie and her father rode off into the night. Jeannie needs a shooter.
Shooter like me!
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravey Show, and thanks a lot to my callers so far, Alan Merrill, Sammy Sirius of the Zeros. Been a great show. So what have we been playing since I last said so? Well, yeah, we did play a lot of stuff from Mike. It's also this whole show dedicated to my brother, Michael Young. And since the last time I reported, well, we did Grateful Dead, Estimated Profit, Can't Prevent Beethoven, Waka, Bad Trip, Peter Tosh, Step and Razor. That was actually live in Boston, 1976, Peter Tosh. And Mike loved Peter Tosh. I remember he actually saw him in concert, and that was quite a while back. Mike must have been a teenager because, I mean, Peter was killed. Like in the early 80s, shot in a robbery in his own home in Jamaica, if I remember correctly. And then, we had the Smiths, How Soon Is Now, which Mike loved. Then we had the call in from Sammy Sirius, played Love's Not Fair, Salute the Red, White, and Blue, brand new from his album, Salute the Nation. And tried to play Now Sammy, but it was just riddled with curse words. Sounded like a great song, though, so I'll listen to it later, Sammy. And, yeah, just now played Jeannie Needs a Shooter. Before that, band called Smith, Baby, It's You. Yes, Mike did like Warren Zevon as well. He loved Warren Zevon. And you're probably going, oh, you should play that Keep Me In Your Heart. That's perfect for it. Nah, you know what? That depresses me way too much. I like the story of Roland better. How about you? 91.5 WMFO. We also, I am supposed to get a call in. We'll see what happens at 3:15. So after this song, we should be getting a call from the Scars, Hail and Time, band out of Houston, Texas. So in the meantime, here's Warren. We're 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
afraid. Through 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War. Their fingers on their triggers, knee deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. the fighting. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, and
WMFO in Medford. Ah, yes. I thought this might go awry. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where this band is. The Scars Heal in Time. I'm sure they're a fine band. Maybe they got the wrong time, but they were supposed to call in at 15:15 today. Their manager, John Blomstrom, was actually same man. He managed the band's Head East. And Buddy Miles as well. What did we just hear? Well, we did some Warren Zevon for my bro. Genie Needs a Shooter. Rolling the Headless Thompson Gunner. And Excitable Boy from Learning to Flinch, the live version. Forgot about that line about forgetting her name. Hurst. Patty Hurst. I forgot about the line about Patty Hurst at the end of Rolling the Head of Thompson Gunner. And then that reminded me another band my brother loved, Camper Van Beethoven. They had a song all about Patty Hurst called Tanya. You might remember Patty. She got kidnapped by the, what was it? What were they? The SLA? Well, yeah, Camper Van Beethoven kind of tells the story of it, or from David Lowery's view, seeing her picture in the newspaper and What was going on at then? It was all the rage. It was the biggest news. It was before OJ. It was Patty Hearst. And maybe
before
I'll just...
Before I was around.
I'll play this. Hopefully the band will call during this song and we'll talk to them soon. If not, we'll keep playing Mike's songs until Boston Groupie News report at 4:15, right, Ben?
Yeah.
Right on. Here's Camper Van for you. More Camper Van for Mike Young. WMFO in Medford. And hey, now I got on the phone here. It's band Scars Heal in Time from Houston, Texas. Who am I speaking with here exactly?
This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. What's going on?
Not much. What's up with you?
Nothing. You sound young. How young are you guys?
I'm 23. I'm the singer and the guitar player.
Okay. Well, you're not like a kid. I mean, we deal with sometimes like 15-year-olds, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, my sister, she's a drummer. She's 19, so she's a little young, but...
Oh, yeah. So, two sisters in the band. Who else?
And then we also have a lead guitar player. His name is Tyler Nickum, and he's from Minnesota. And we just hire him to come out with us. So whenever we go on tour and stuff, he comes down from Minnesota, and then we go on tour together.
Nice, nice. So what's going on? I mean, I know you guys have a great band manager. He managed Head East, I've been told, and Buddy Miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
John Blomstrom? Do I get that right?
It's Blomstrom.
There you go. Thank you. I'll let you say it right now because I don't have it in front of me. But I've been talking to John though, and you know he has a very impressive resume. So it looks like you're in good hands, you know.
Yes.
So what are you guys up to? Tour in Texas or all over?
All over right now. We have our new EP just dropped yesterday. It's called Unidentified. It's a 5-song EP, and we're really excited about it. So we're going out on tour, starts next week, with two bands called Rivals and Hail Sagan.
Right on.
And we're going out with them. We have a bunch of dates. Actually, it's not that many, but they're from all over. They start in Phoenix, and we come down through Texas, and then go to, like, Colorado, and it ends. The last two dates are Las Vegas and California. So.
Sounds like an absolute blast. Is this your first tour or what?
No, we started touring, not this past November, the November before. So that was our first tour a little over a year ago. And then this last year, we just like toured our butts off, like as much as we could. Anything we could get on, anything we could do, we did it. And we probably, I think we added it all up. We ended up being on tour about 8 months out of the year. So that was pretty awesome, and we're trying to do even more this year. So
sounds great. I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Kayla. Yes.
All right, I just don't want to be like, hey, you. Kayla, what's your last name again?
Smith.
Kayla Smith?
Yes.
All right. Kayla Smith from the Scars Heal in Time. The Scars Heal in Time. And is this your first time recording as well, or have you put out other albums?
We've been a band since 2010. So we've put out some other stuff, but this is the first thing that's like what we've really wanted to do. Like, we saved up a ton of money to do it right, and did this all ourselves. It wasn't up to anybody else. It was all like what we wanted, the way we wanted, and since we footed the bill, you know, we had all the say and everything. So it came out like exactly how we wanted it. And we recorded in Memphis with Justin Reimer at Crosstrack Studios.
Nice.
And he is just like freaking awesome. Like, he can like take your vision and just like spill it out. I don't know how he does it, but like, he is so good at like listening to you and listening to what you want and like helping you to like make that happen. So he's great. He's an awesome person to work with.
Sounds great. So is this music available now?
Yes, it's out. It's on everything. You can stream it on like Spotify and Apple Music and all that. You can buy it like on Google Play and iTunes, and it's on Amazon, and you can buy a physical copy on our website if you want like the real deal, and that's thescarsheelintime.com. You can go there. But yeah, pretty much anywhere you can listen to music, you can find it.
It all sounds great, Kayla. Well, right on. I'm going to play your something from your new EP. It's called In Your Flame. Yeah.
Yes.
And is there anything you'd like to add before I do that, Kayla?
Just that, like, this is our latest single off of the EP. We have a music video for it on YouTube. It's doing pretty well. So if you hear it and you like it, go check out the video on YouTube. We recorded it with John Volpine. And he does music videos for like really big names like Drowning Pool and the Backstreet Boys. So
yeah,
the music video is super legit.
I saw it. It looks very professional, Kayla. Great job. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so awesome. We were super stoked about it.
Nice.
So yeah, if you like what you hear, make sure you go check it out. Check out all the social media and everything. Facebook, we have like anything that's social media, we have it. So it's always going to be the Scars in One Time. So
right.
Make sure you check us out online.
Do you see coming over to the East Coast, Boston, at any point?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. We have a lot of stuff booked out. We're actually booked out through, through June right now. So we have a lot of stuff that's not announced yet, but we have in the works. And we definitely plan on coming over to that area.
Yep. At some point, I'm sure you will. We'll look out for you. Okay, Kayla?
Sweet.
Okay, Kayla Smith from The Scars Heal in Time. And do you have any other band members with you, or is it just you today?
Just me.
Oh, you're so brave. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank the band and John for me as well, all right?
Yeah, of course, I will. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Keep in touch, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kayla. Here you go. It's The Scars Heal in Time. This one's called In Your Flame. And yeah, thanks, guys.
You made a lie around me. You inspired the darkest side of me. It's gripping at me from within as I dive deep into your sin. I never thought it would be this way. You went for cover and I took all the blame. But oh, how easily I forget as I dive deep into your kiss. I dive deep into your kiss.
Take me higher and I won't feel.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Ben, next time I have a band on that I don't know the members' names, make sure you write down her name as soon as she says it. I know she said it at the beginning of the interview, and I went one ear and wrote the other, and I felt so bad that I had to ask Kayla for her name again. I could tell she was like, it's Smith, you know.
I'll try to remember that, man.
Yeah, it was just me being a buffoon, not you, Kayla. Sorry, but cool band, Scars Heal in Time. The Scars Heal in Time from Houston, Texas, and also that was Head East from Texas. Same band manager as those guys, so that's some pretty cool stuff. And no, I'm not gonna leave out the Ramones. Mike Young did love the Ramones, so. We'll have to do that, and Boston Groupie News will go on a little late today, but we'll spend a little time with Ramones right now, right? Yeah. Ramones segment. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, you want to give us a call about anything? We got 20 minutes left. 855-915-9636. We heard this earlier by The Who. Now let's hear the Ramones do it. It's MFO.
I'm not afraid to die.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and there you go, a short little Ramones block, but we have them every week, so if you didn't get what you wanted that time, you know, you can request on the Crash Course for the Ravers page on Facebook, and I'll have play it for you next Ramones block. How about that? It's pretty fair. Started the block with Substitute, covering Who? Let's Dance, Ramona. Listen to My Heart. And now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com and tell you what's going on there, according to them. And it's January 20th, 5 bands, $5, matinee at the Midway. That's starting in a few minutes, I think, with the Grommets, Cotton Candy, The Invisible Hours, Kermit's Finger, and the Instamatics. Also, tonight, Muck and the Myers, Tiger Bomb, and Duck and Cover are at the Dover Brick House in New Hampshire. Starts at 8:30. Punk Rock at the Chit Chat with Johnny Earthquake, the Radiator Rattlers, and the Grubs, the Imposers, and the Lipstick Boys. They're all at Chit Chat in Haverhill tonight. Tomorrow, Punk Benefit Show for American Cancer Society with Electric Street Queens, DNZL, Jerry's Got Jokes, Color Killer, and Whoopee Sticks. That's all at the matinee show at the Midway tomorrow, 4 p.m. All kinds of other stuff there. For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com and check it out. And, yeah, Johnny Earthquake is actually going to be on the show again, like, March or something. I still haven't put up the event page. I just found that out like before the show this morning. So stay tuned and check out the page. That will be up soon. And yeah, let's check out some Whoopee Sticks. It's MFO. Again, I don't know what she's saying, so if you think you can decipher that and, like, come at me with she's swearing, that, I dare you to try, because I don't know what the heck is going on there. Muck and the Myers, folks. I've been superstitious. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, Muck in the Myers, bad omen there. Playing out somewhere soon. Check all that out on bostongroupienews.com. Great band to see. I've seen them plenty of times. I've been on the show a few times. And thanks to all my call-in guests, Alan Merrill, Sammy Sirius, Kayla Smith from The Scars Heal in Time. Thanks, intern Ben, coming in to help me out.
No problem.
Can always use help. Need a lot of it.
Yeah. I'll try and come in more.
Next week. Well, actually, I'm playing with the call-in people today. Alan Merrill and Sammy Sirius, the Zeros. They're playing with the Thigh Scrapers next week, next Saturday night at Sidewalk. No, is it Sidewalk? Yeah, Sidewalk NYC. So I'm not going to be here. I'll be on my way driving down there here. People have been complaining. They haven't heard Marie lately. Well, Marie will be spinning over here for a crash course for the Raiders next week. So stick around and hear some sweet Marie Michelle spin your favorite songs. And until next time, see ya!
WMFO Medford.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.